Okay, the Siyat Dishmaya today we'll do the sugya of Graf Shel Re'i. It's a cheerful sugya. It's not too difficult. It's also does have some fascinating nuances. There are two primary gemaras. There's a gemara in Beitz on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, where the gemara says Amar Shmuel Graf Shel Re'i va'abit shel me me raglayim mutalotzin la'ashpan, that you're allowed to take out a bedpan to the garbage. Let's take a look at the Rashi. So Rashi points out that you're allowed to take it out. Rashi says graf vavik klei cheresheim. Graf and avit are both made out of porcelain. El shari'i kori graf, v'shal meimei raglayim kori avit. And then the Gemara says that ukishu machziro, when he brings it back, nosem bo mayim machziro. Then if he puts water inside, then he's going to return. Rashi explains that the Gemara is based on the chidush that Ravashi says. Ravashi says that when it comes to an achbar, that if you have a mouse that was stuck in some perfume, so he said you're allowed to take it out with its tail. So Rashi says that the reason why it's mutter is because of kavod abrios. It's going to be mutter because of kavod abrios. In other words, we have something that's ma'us, and therefore should be mukta. But nevertheless, the halacha is that you're allowed to mutter lahotzion la'ashba. And then you have this unique halacha that says that, and if you want to bring it back, then you need to add water inside. In other words, the heter was only for kavod abrios. That was taking it out. But bringing it back is more problematic. So magically, if you put in water, somehow that's going to be matir. Amir Soshem will discuss how that magic of water works. We have a similar Gemara, although actually more confusing, on Kufchaf Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah seems to ignore the heter of Graf Shel Re'i. The Mishnah says on the bottom of Kufchaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Al Tzoa Shel Katan, Va'al Akrav, you're allowed to be Kofen Ka'ara. You're allowed to turn over a pot on top of it. So the Gemara says of Kufchaf Aleph Amid Beis, the Tepik Lei Dehavi Graf Shel Re'i. What about the fact that you have Graf Shel Re'i? So the Gemara then says, V'chi Teimik Graf Shel Re'i Agav Mana In Iu Gufei Lo. Maybe you'll say that the halacha is that you can't carry a Graf Shel Re'i alone. But then the Gemara quotes the story of Ravashi, that Ravashi allowed them to pull out the mouse. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe it's an exception of the case. Maybe it was the katan ba'ashpa. It was a katan in the ashpa. In other words, that in general you don't have the heter of graf shel re'i. There isn't a heter just because it disturbs you, it's going to be mutter. For a kid to play with it, it wasn't mukta at all. But in general, graf shel re'i for someone that's ma'us, so then in such a case it would be problematic. The simple reading of the Gemara is Gemara is docha the heter of graf shel re'i. However, if you take a look at the Rush on this Gemara, the Beis Yosef quotes it in Simin Yud Aleph in the 16th Perek. So over there, the Rush says, Val tzoa shel katan ukimna shel tarnigol pnei katan shelo yuzak ba ubechatzar acheres. Aval tzoa shel tarnigol shel bnei adam ba'osa chatzar mutar legavo ulalicha lebeis hakise graf shel re'i. The kaimelon graf mutar tatu mafkinale. So the Rush says that even though the Gemara is docha over there, the heter of graf shel re'i, the Gemara was only talking about a case in where there was tzoa of tarnigolim. Tzoa of tarnigolim is generally not found in the Rishus.
This meeting is being recorded.
Is generally not found in the Rishus. We'll turn off shortly because as of now there's no one here. So if it happens again. That when you have tzoa shel tarnigolim, so there it's generally not in your Rishus where you're living. Only tzoa shel adam is found where you're living. Why? Because a chicken coop is not where you live. So a shaladim is more likely to be there. So therefore, you have the heter graf shel re'i only in that case. But the Gemara never meant to say that Rav Ashi's case does not apply in your home and only in the particular case of katan, etc. So the Gemara concludes that the poskim conclude that from these two Gemaras we see that we have the heter of graf shel re'i. And again, even though the mashmos on kuf chaf aleph is that the only thing you're allowed to do is cover up the tsoa shel tarnigolim, nevertheless, that's only tsoa shel tarnigolim as the poskim spell out. Okay, so that's what we have in the Tur and the Beis Yosef in Si'if Lamid Dalid. We have this halacha tsoa shel tarnigolim hamunechas bechotzer. Mutter lo tzia shi'i ki graf shu'eishim, mutter lo tzia filo blok kli. Ne'imi b'chotza acheres, she'ein adarsham, asa lo tzia. So the tour, based on the psak of his father, says that when the Gemara says you have to cover the tzor shel tarnigolim, that's only if it's in another chotzer, but if it's in your house and it's disturbing, then you're allowed to be metalto. We don't say the lashon mutter is to tell us that we don't say ein kli nittel el tzor tovar nittel, like the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak, and you would be allowed to cover the tzoa shel tarnigol. And if it's in your house, then you have the heter of graf shel re'i. As I mentioned to you, and the Beis Yosef spells it out in Dibra Maskel, Masha Kosta graf shel re'i, that Rashi says that the heter is based on kavod abrios. The heter is based on kavod abrios. It's something that really should be muktzeh and really should be a problem, but nevertheless, we have the heter of kavod abrios. I saw that the later Achronim had a beautiful Chakira. I only saw it formulated much later on, but if you look in the Kadmonim, you'll see that the Kadmonim were already dressing it. I was wondering about this question. What's the heter of Graf Shel Re'i? Is the heter what we would call a heter of Chutra or a heter of Dechuya? In other words, is the pshat that graf shel re'i is that since it's disturbing, so then in such a case, it's mutter to be metaltal muktzah. It's muktzah. The graf shel re'i is muktzah. But when it's disturbing for kavod abrios, then in such a case, it's mutter. Or the pshat is that it is hutra. That when it comes, Chazal didn't make the gzeira of muktzah by graf shel re'i altogether. That would be, I think, a very, very legitimate chakira. So let's start with the facts, where the Achronim aren't discussing this Chakira, but do address this issue. So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Ayin Vav, he doesn't formulate it in this, if you will, lumdish way, but the Mishnah Brura says as follows. He says, here we're talking about the heter of Hezek. And he says as follows. He says, when it comes to kotz hamunach b'rishus harav mutol tatal pachas machas midal ramis, when the karmel is mutol tatal hedim mishum dechayshin shem yusku bo rav. So he says, umashma magen avram didafkim lo haya kotz munach shem b'erev Shabbos. Dim lo kein haya lo lesalko me'erev Shabbos. Aval el yirab acholik al suyele defulim munach shem b'erev Shabbos. So how do you look at the heter of Hezek? Let's put graf shel re'i on the side for a moment. We learned that the halacha is that something that's going to be mazik is there is no iser tiltel. So the Mishnah Brura points out that for sure, he doesn't use the word dechuya, but it's partial that's what he's saying, is that heter is dechuya. Of course a piece of wood is muktzah. Of course it's mazik, it's muktzah. But what you could do is, in the case of damage, move that muktzah aside. So he quotes that in the name of the Mung Avram. L'may nafkemina, if it's there on Erev Shabbos, if it's there on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, of course, the halacha would be that you should remove it beforehand on Erev Shabbos. So that would be a similar chakira over here. What would be in regards to graf shel re'i? Are we going to say that graf shel re'i is not muktzah at all? And therefore, even if it was movable on Erev Shabbos, there isn't a chiyuv to move it. And as Chazal, we're mafkiya the din of muktzah, or the pshat is dechuya. And if it would be dechuya, then of course you should remove it on Erev Shabbos. I'll point out to you the achronim, the later achronim that say it out as a chakira like this. But first, let's stay in our primary halacha sources. So first of all, there's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Ches, Sifkat and Samach Aleph, says as follows: Kol davar matunif kigon reiv kiv etzoa bein shel adam bein shel taragolim kiyotze bein mechen shel behemis shel klavim vechazim vechen achbar meis v'chol da meisa. We'll get to the question: what about a live mouse? V'afilu taragol meisa vechen kol minei nevelos avot tzoa shel susim nira she'ena masrichim v'lo chashiv graf shel reiv. The Efshar Istus Katz Nafshu Gambezel Kolelu Heimenachem Baisel B'Chatzer Mokum Shemisham Shemotader Mutalotzim Biyadayim LaAshpi. You're allowed to take it out with your hands. Olu Beis Hakise Upashutu. Here's the line in our Chakira. She'im Yochol Latzos Ayidei Eni Yehudi Yase Al Yado. He says, of course, if you could have a goy to do it, then it would be better to have the goy do it than for you to do it yourself. And also it's better for a katan to do it as opposed to a gadol. The gadol kvod abrios. This falls into the general halachic category of the heter of kvod abrios. So similar, it would seem he's saying, like the din in brachos, that if you have shatnez derabanan, so then in such a case, then you don't have to take off the shatnez because of kavod abrios. So too, this is part of the general rules of dinei derabanan, that dinei derabanan are doche kavod abrios. That's how it would seem, and that we pointed out is the way Rashi learned on Beitza Daf Chav Vav. So that those are some very, very poignant nafgaminas. Number one, Erev Shabbos. Number two, Al Yidei Goy. Number three, Al Yidei even Katan, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. And clearly, I'm suggesting that there is a flow in the language of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan starts out, and he says that, oh, you should do it Al Yidei Goy. And then he says, because Kavod HaBrios, because of course, Shatness is that din. It's not the Pshat that there was no din of Pashtus. Maybe someone knows the Sugi and Brachos better than me, but the Pashtus, it's not the Pshat that there's no din of Shatness when the Rabbanu Kavod HaBrios, but the Pshat is that there is an Isser Shatness, but the Chazal say that your Dochet Kavod HaBrios pushes it away. And therefore, in Sif Katan Samach Aleph, he does leave off the Mishnah Berurah's Nafkamina with a Suffolk. V'yesh lehistapik begrav shalik ha'shoyse be'erev Shabbos v'yochol en ha'kosa v'od yom she'yeda she'yitzarach le'sham Shabbos im lo nika v'od yom mutl en ha'kosa. So it works out beautifully. The Aruch HaShulchan starts out with a suffix and says he's not sure if on Erev Shabbos you would have to remove it. Then he says the pashtus of the Gemara is that the heter is of course on Shabbos. But if you know about an Erev Shabbos, then you should have taken care of it on Erev Shabbos. So that would, and that matches up to the conclusion that the Mishnah Berurah had said in regards to a davar hamazik. So that's, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be taking one side in that chakira. I did see that Reb Nissim Karelitz declared this as a chakira on the third page in your booklet. V'yesh lodun vazeh, di tiru chazal talton muksum shem shel graf shel rei. He says it similar to the way we said it, but he comes to a different conclusion. And you're going to see, even though he makes no reference to the Chazon Ish, I believe that the Chazon Ish was mashpia so much on the Avira de Bnei Brak that I think in the era of Bnei Brak, aside from the Nissim Karelitz was a nephew, but he makes no reference over here to his uncle, but he brings another raya. He says, "Murihitas lashon gemara legabe achbar de ka'amar nakoto b'tzitzusei v'afgua." That the lashon of the Gemara that he said that he Ravashi said, take it by its tail and bring it out. Now, if we're going to say it's dechuya, so he should have said maybe try this way, maybe try that way, maybe try that way. Why such a dramatic formulation? Take it by its tail and pull it out. So Rav Nissim Karelitz was medayik from here. It sounds like that he was saying, don't worry, there's no iser mukta. I'm not sure. It's such a strong deal, but that's how Rav Nissim. He said the pashtus of the Gemara is that way, but the Aruch HaShulchan clearly understood differently, and there's no mashmos in the Mishnah Berurah than anything different than the Aruch HaShulchan than it is heter. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn alerted me to a fascinating Chazon Ish. I have the Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn in the booklets, and the Chazon Ish we're going to come back to because it's actually, I give you a heads up, it's going to be a little bit complex. But he's correct in the Lashon of the Chazon Ish. So you could follow along either in his footnote or in the primary text in the Chazon Ish in Mem Ches Yud, which is five pages in. So he starts off with this halacha mayim. So we mentioned that we're only going to discuss this in detail in about 20, 25 minutes. We mentioned that there are two shailas of graf shori, or two inyanim of graf shori. One is the heter to take the graf shori out, which is the heter of kavod abrius, and then you're stuck with the problem, because the graf shori is now muktzah. The heter was kavod abrius. So again, so it's a bedpan, and it's a bedpan that has urine or feces inside. So that for sure is a kavod abrius. In such a case, you're allowed to take it out. But the bedpan itself is intrinsically muktzah. So the bedpan is intrinsically muktzah, so how can you take it back? So you have this magical heter, you put water in it, and all of a sudden, magic, it's going to be muktzah. So Chazon Ish is bothered how this magic works. So Chazon Ish says, I'll tell you how this magic works. Everybody misunderstood graf shori. It's a classic Chazon Ish. Everybody, he doesn't say it that way, but he says, when I say everybody, I mean all of us in the kovo, misunderstood how graf shori works. And that is, you should have asked a basic question, says the Chazon Ish, and that is this really muktzah? Yes, feces are muktzah, but is a deadpan muktzah? Is a deadpan muktzah? He says it's a kli. What type of muktzah is this? So take a look. Brilliant Chazon Ish, Mem Ches Yud. He says as follows: Nira de mi ikir hataratz kelim shetiru kedamer b'shabes huter graf du kli shem lachta leheter. He says it's pashut. It's a kli shem lachta leheter. Says the Chazon Ish, a graf shori'i mikir de dinas muter v'lo choshem muktzah machmas miusa de lo nemar al bedavah shem espatul mitashmish machmas miusa. And this that Rashi that we saw in Beitza seemed to allude to the idea that it becomes mos and muktzah machmas mius. Muktzah machmas mius means something that is not going to be used as a kli at all because it's so mos. But this is mashenke bezesh utashmisha. That's its tashmish. So the Chazon Ish has an entirely different take. Ella gzeira basrohu shiitin socha mayim. Really, meikar dedina, it's not even muktzah. V'chein muchach b'gemara, and then he brings a raya from the gemara itself. So he says the reason why we're meikal with the mayim is because that it's not really, really, really muktzah. In other words, Chazal wanted to make sure that a person not come to be metaltel in an inappropriate way the things that are muktzah machmas mius. So they added another gzeira, they extended muktzah machmas mius to graf shori'i, because most people think of it as being absolutely disgusting, but it's really, really not muktzah machmas mius. And therefore, they were able to give a leniency that really doesn't make too much sense, as we will see later on, how to deal with that heter, and that is putting the water back inside. So that's the Chazon Ish's mahal. So Rav Simcha Bunim Kom points out very sharply, according to the Chazon Ish, this is not a shaila of dechuya at all. This is really, really mikra d'dina is a type of hutra. It's not the hutra that Rav Nissim Karelitz may be insinuated, but that's the Chazon Ish's avana gishmak. Okay, so that is the fundamental chakira. How do we paskin on this fundamental chakira? So if you take a look all the way at the end of your booklet, the last two pages, you have the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. So the Shmir Shabbos seems to be noted towards the standard Havana. He starts off with a Tehillah L'David. And this is in Perichav Beis, Ha'ara Kuf Yud Aleph. Chavdeis Kuf Yud Aleph, he says, V'ayin Tehillah David, V'lo etzricha l'hotzei al-yadei tiltul k'l'achar yad omen atzadu. Another nafkamina would be, L'chatchila should you be try to do tiltul min atzadu k'achar yad. That's what I had mentioned earlier. So he quotes a Tehillah David that says that you don't need to be matriach. And then he says, V'shamati me'agrashaz, that there's a Pnei Yeshua that says that you should be metaltul min atzad. Then he's mefalpal a little more. But the bottom line is that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa definitely did not paskin like the more mechudesh dikah formulation of the Chazon Ish. He's mesupak, and that suffix seems to be taking into account that it's really a din of kvod abrius. If it's a din of kvod abrius, if you can do it a different way, then of course you're supposed to do it a different way. Okay, so that's the lamda shechakira. Now, in terms of the hagdara of graf shori'i, what qualifies as graf shori'i, and what does not qualify as graf shori'i? So here we have an important ramah. Mirza Hashem, because we're learning this man where we have 2 months after Pesach, more than 2 months, Bli Ayin Hara to learn. So I'm going to be able to learn more than I did last time. Last time was, I think, was in Ivriyar. So then Pesach came out, was at the end of something like the end of April. So I wasn't able to learn Simon Reish Ayin Tes, but Mirtzei Hashem will be able to learn Reish Ayin Tes together. But in Reish Ayin Tes, the halacha is a ner. So in regards to ner, there is a throwaway in regards to Graf Shori'i, that the Rama says, Demishu istanis v'haner mo'es alav. In those days, they used to have a clay lamps, and the clay lamps used to get all dirty from the oil and the clay. It was just a very unseemly combination. So here the Rama says that someone who's an istanis, that the clay with the oil is mosalav mutlo tzir to have the graf shorei. In such a case, it's considered a graf shorei. So here we see a fascinating thing, and that is that even though when it came, and this makes sense, but it's different than general rules of mukta. General rules of mukta, we said, follows the balabais. And then we were choker and ani like this and usher like that. But the rule of thumb is that it follows the balabais. So, but here, when it comes to the rules of graf shorei as having the heter, let's follow Rashi's formulation of kavod abrios. So then, in such a case, it depends on each person. So you could have two people, and for one of them, it's going to be ma'us. That often happens. That for the doesn't bother the husband too much, but it bothers the wife. So if it bothers the wife, so then in such a case it's mutter for her, even though batla daita etzel kol adam, yet if she might be an istanis, and for most people it doesn't disturb, doesn't matter. The halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So here we have a shalom bayis question. What about if it bothers your wife? Does it bother you? So it comes along Nissim Karelitz and says yes. He says if it bothers your wife, then it's considered as if it bothers you. He says, he doesn't talk about a wife and a husband, but he does say somewhere here. Yeah. Adam, this is on page Kuflam and Ches. Adam shemutalo lahotzi graf shorei davli de mos. Mutalo lavakesh me'adam acher. Shelagab of enu mos lahotzio. So your wife is allowed to ask you to take it out. You're allowed to take it out, even if it doesn't disturb you, if it disturbs her. In such a case, it's going to be mutter. V'ein mistaber, shemishal didei havi graf, yitztarech lotzio. It's a little bit of a chidush, but not too big of a chidush. Just a nice chidush. What's that?
What's the explanation of why you can do it?
The explanation is because one, the din of kavod abrios apply. The din of kavod abrios applies. Maybe that might be a beautiful lamdas, right? So, in other words, I started out saying as a din and shalom bias, but you're being tongue in cheek. No, right. The same would apply. Nachon, 100%. But that would be a nice way of saying that. By the way, that's a similar chakir in regards to arvus. How is it that I'm motzi you? Is because that if you're even though I was yotzei, that there's something missing in my mitzvah if you didn't do a mitzvah. That's how it could be. That's one way of explaining the din of arvus. So the bottom line is that there's a chisar. Maybe there's a chisar in kavod abrios for everybody. We would have to look into the sugya shatnas over there in brachos to see how to formulate it. But that's a nice pshat. Yes.
But I mean, that works if we say that it's the chuyo, because then you're saying it's kavod abrios. But if you say it's chutzur, it's not kavod abrios.
Right. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying, let's make a cheshbon. If the heter of graf shorei is a heter of chutra, he's asking. So the point is that for me, it's absolutely muktzah. For my wife, it's absolutely heter. So he's saying, really, could we transfer chutra to me? Could we transfer chutra to me? Duchuya, he thinks maybe you're more likely to transfer.
I mean, if it's because of kavod abrios.
But if you take Rebelli's Hezber, then it might work.
I'm saying, if it's because of kavod abrios, not chutra.
No. Eli wants the taina that, I'm not sure, but Eli wants taina that the vore kavod abrios is what's mafkia, your kavod abrios is also mafkia, my kavod abrios.
Kavod abrios is only within Duchuya.
How do you know?
Because kavod abrios doesn't work to be a matzah.
Maybe it does. That's the chakir. That's the chakir. In other words, Rav Yehuda is saying like this. He's saying the one mocker that we had in the Achronim that said it was the Chazon Ish, that he didn't seem to be working, he didn't mention kavod abrios in his formulation. Although it is a Rashi, and the Beis Yosef does quote it.
The whole thing is a kavod abrios.
Kavara Bris. It's a Rashi in Beitza Lamed Vav. Okay. So that's in regards to the Hagdara. More on the Hagdara is Ramesh and Chelek Hei, which is also his Chuvas to Rav Badner. So I just photocopied it from Rav Badner's Sefer. He has... Yeah, it's on page Yud, I believe. Yes, he says, he asked for Moshe Zatzal, Ma Ugeder Heter Vetiltel Grav Shor'i, Ma Choshev Grav Shor'i, Vaim Nitin Eze Shir Bezet Shuvah, Ubeinyin Hagdars Grav Shor'i, Lo Shaykh Litein Shir, Elotol Lufi Adam, Vechen Toli Bim Mufuza. So number one, Rav Moshe confirms what we had seen earlier, that all Rav Moshe is doing is just restating the Ramah. It's not a big chiddush at all. It says it's tali ben adam, and then he adds something else. He says v'chein tali mufuzer does have le'mos yosu mototatlo. So let's say you have a lot of sunflower seeds spread out on a large area. So then that might look very unseemly. But if you have a few sunflower seeds that are open on a plate, maybe that is seemly. Again, that would depend on the person. Masha'enkei makom echad lo havi kol kach mos alzein bo heter. But if he's an istanis, then it's going to be mutter. Okay, then there's something else under that, but in the tshuvas, this part was printed. I don't think the other part was printed. Similarly, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was asked the following question, again by, I think, in Rabbi Bodner's Sefer. Begeder heter graf shori, im nachalom de kol shabal baisa ishtem misbaishim, what if they're going to be embarrassed? Now remember, what Rav Moshe Paskin, if you're going to be embarrassed from having a muktzah in the middle of the house, that's not going to be considered letzorech mikomo. That's what Rav Moshe had said. It's not going to be considered letzorech. But here it's a little bit different. Here it's not that it's tzorech mikomo. Here the pshat is that they're embarrassed that people will see that the house is messy. Okay, now what type of messy? The messy of Graf Shori. In other words, not stam that there's a hammer over here. That they're embarrassed by the Graf Shori, the embarrassed that it's mamish a mess. Now, for some people, it might not be embarrassing, and it's not mamish a Graf Shori. So he says, imze mamish ini imus mustaver the mutter kim Graf Shori gorm rak ini imut. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, anything that makes you uncomfortable is going to be mutter. The Rav Nissim Karelitz adds that uncomfortable could mean many, many different things. So if you take a look at page Kuf Lamed Ches, he says, V'chein Re'ach Ra. He says, B'chlal Din Graf Shari'i, Imu Mos Be'inav. A bad smell would qualify as Graf Shari'i. V'lachein, Mokom Shedolav Gaz, Shayodol Perv Shavsakov Aviriach Mafriya, Mokom Shinsompo in Adam, Velekach Shash Pikuach Nefesh. The truth is, of course, the gas, really the reason why it's mutter to turn off is because of Pikuach Nefesh. But let's say it's a case where it's 100% not Pikuach Nefesh. By the way, there's no question that the tragedies of this year, in my mind, reflect that, amongst the other things, is the sensitivity to call nefesh be Yisrael. And I said in shul that it's not just stam 45 neshamas, which is mind-boggling and impossible to be misabel on, but it's also the fact that it took place on a day that we're celebrating Nagu Kavod Zebezeh. And here was a case that there was no enemy, and it was we did it ourselves. And Corona was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at times we could have done better. So this, there's no question in my mind that that's the Nagu Kavod Zebezeh is a big part of the Avoda. So Mutul Sagro Midin Graf Shorei. So the halacha is, even if it's not any type of chshash or pikuach nefesh that we have to be more machmir for, so nevertheless, it will be mutter to close that the din of Graf Shorei applies in this case. Similarly, Rav Nissim Karelitz on next column in Kuf Lan Ches says Pach Ashba Shuhu Male Ashba Imu Makum Shemosel Bnei Adam. If it's disturbing for people, a garbage, and this is a very important heter, Rabosai, that the garbage that's muktza, okay, so we have to also keep in mind, that gets involved in the question of what defines muktza in a garbage, so then we've discussed whether disposable qualifies as muktza, food that we saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman said the food that was thrown out would definitely qualify as muktza, so then in such a case it would be usher to be metaltalit, that muktza, but nevertheless, mutalem lotzio, you're allowed to take out the garbage if people are sitting around and then it disturbs. Now here, Rav Nissim Karelitz has a chumrah that I think we could be more makel on. He then says, v'im ha'pach ashpa nimtza b'mitbach, he says, but if it's in the kitchen, so then in such a case, he thinks that you should be machmir. He says, why? He says, because the heter generally that we have of graf shel ri'i is in places that people sit. We're going to see the Gemara in Beitza that describes people sitting down. But if it's a kitchen, which is not a sit-in kitchen, of course, he would be talking in Bnei Brak, most of the kitchens do not have place to sit. So he was talking about a case where it's a kitchen where there isn't place to sit. He's not convinced that you're allowed then to take out the garbage. You're not going to have the heter of graf shel ri'i. I would say that based on what he himself said above, if it disturbs your wife to be working in a kitchen where there is a smell that's disturbing, or just with being around a lot of garbage, l'nias daiti, in such a case, it would be mutter. I think there's room to be makel. Yes. Correct. Yes. But again, here's the thing. This is subjective, right? It's mamish subjective, and it really depends on the person. If the person is an istinus, then in such a case, I happen to be very sensitive. It just happens this morning. I happen to be very sensitive in smell. I walked into my office, and I had just taken out the garbage a day or two before, but the garbage disturbed me. So in such a case, that would be Shabbos. Now I know why it happened this morning. I did it without even thinking. It just dawned on me right now. So someone who tends to be an instantist on whatever it might be that disturbs them, in such a case, it would be mutter. Another interesting machlokas that you have in regards to Rav Nissim Karelitz, he was very, very helpful here, but here where there are two things that could be that we'll say a little different than him. He says on page Kuf Lamed Ches again in the second column, he says, what about a mouse that was trapped? So he says, remember we saw in the Gemara spoke about what was the muktzamach, a graf shel ri'i that's muktzamach misli allowed to take out? Dead mouse. What about a live mouse? So Nisim says, "Achbar shnitzel malkodesh sheichinu lo meirav Shabbos ubetocho chai ain zem mikrim mos linyan heter shel graf kiven de enu el afrol bnei adam. It only disturbs people v'lo begeder mos v'lo dami l'reach ra. It's not reach ra. He says it's not mous. It disturbs. Disturbs is different than mos. Okay, but I did find with the help of others, I did find that Rav Bodner seems to have something different from Rav Yashiv. It's in the supplemental booklet. If you take a look at page 268, footnote 65, he says that Vahora Rav Yashiv duhu adin chai. That the same would apply to a live mouse. V'hadinakam meis orchan demilsa nakit. That was what generally would disturb. But let's say there is a mouse there that's disturbing. Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that it would be okay. So l'chura, I think one could rely on that. I do think that for many people, particularly the species that comes from Venus, that would say that that's mos. It's more than just a hafra. It is mos. Okay. Oh, an interesting lamda shashayla. Yes.
Yeah. So what we're pointing out is it's not exclusively smell. Right,
yes. Exactly.
It's also how it looks.
Exactly.
What about, if it's so subjective, could it be like emotional disturbance?
Yes, I think so. I think, once it's, by the way, who opened up the Pandora's box? The Ramah. Once the Ramah said that, you know, any istinus, it would seem to me, that anything that disturbs, a person.
A certain thing, you're traumatized, say, you know, the newspaper, you're traumatized by the headlines.
Right. Well, I mean, assuming it, let's say it was a shayla of a newspaper that was muktza. Right, you have that. You have a muktza, newspapers that are no lad and so on. So then it would disturb. I need to think about it. It's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. Yes?
Are we going to get to Hatzaos?
What do you mean by Hatzaos?
The Malacha, the Yitzios.
Of carrying it out on Shabbos? Right. Yeah, the only time it's going to be mutter is to go out, take it to the garbage, is if there's an Erev. If there's no Erev, then you won't be allowed to violate an Isur D'oraisa. When we say to take it out to the garbage, we're only talking about an Erev and Erev. That's a very important point. Yashikach.
The Orach
Shulchan
mentions soil, so it doesn't smell. How do we get by that to things that are disturbing?
When the Orach Shulchan mentioned what? I'm sorry? Oh, right. So he said...
Where did that limitation come from?
Right. I would imagine... The way I'm learning it up, although you could disagree... In other words, let me... Adi is very humble, so he's not saying it as a kasha, but let me present it, because he's really asking a strong kasha, I'm saying. Adi's asking a kasha on me, Eli. His kasha is, if I'm right, then why did the Aruch HaShulchan differentiate between horse feces and others' feces? He said the horse feces don't smell as much, and therefore it's not going to be... So then, l'chura, it sounds like it's just a... Right. So Aleph, you might be right. It might be a very strong raya, that Adi has a raya, that he says it's only smell. But the problem is, the Ramah himself was not talking about an example of smell. Ramah was talking about a clay, this mixture of clay and oil, which was what they would call disgusting. So it sounds like it's, for sure, not just a thin smell. So therefore... I would learn that the Aruch HaShulchan must be assuming they were talking about an area where it was common, people who had horses. In the Aruch HaShulchan's time, people had horses. Okay? Let me give you an example. Do you consider a motus if your car has a little bit, if it's not a bad smell, if your car has a little bit of a leak, and it leaks under the near the car, is that disturbing for people? That's normal. So in those days, that's what horse feces were. That's what I'm assuming. But if the horse feces today, I think it's a davar pashut that would be considered graf shori'i. Not only inside the house, even in a backyard, it would be. So it's dependent on time and place. And my raya is that it's not just dependent on smell. Is the Ramah himself? So it's the Ramah who opened up that box, and I think the heter is quite broad. Yes.
In the case of a backyard, let's say somebody has a dog.
Right.
So obviously, meaning in a certain way, it's inherently mawus, but if a person doesn't really mind it being there in the back,
correct,
they just don't want to step in it. Is
right.
That considered to be models that they
no.
live in?
No. If someone allows their dog to defecate in the backyard in general, and is just careful to walk around it, then it would seem to me that it would be muksa, would not be the heterograph show really.
So then you can cover it.
And then you'd be able to cover it. That would be the eights and such.
How do you cover it?
We passing yesh klinita, but we say, we're going to get to later on, that we the only problem is bitul klime hechana.
So it would only be if it went under underneath.
Right, correct, exactly. So that's we're going to Mirta Hashem going to get to that sugya.
If you do pick it up normally, but is it allowed to happen on Shabbos?
That's another shaila. That's another question. But let's put the nolad shaila aside. Even, but either way, it's muktzamach mesmius. Feces would be muktzamach mesmius anyhow. But you're right. You have two shaila.
Like unplugging your toilet.
What's that?
Unplugging your toilet.
That probably you would have the heter of Kvod HaBrios in such a case. In other words, if you had five bathrooms in the house and you could close the door and use the other four, then based on what we saw, that the chui, probably a person should do that. Correct.
It's a far away the bathrooms are, right?
What's that?
It's a far away the bathroom.
Right. In a chanami.
I mean, it's here. You have to walk all the way 2 flights of stairs to go to the bathroom because we're not going to unclog the toilet. That might be a covered risk.
It depends. Yeah, in a chanam, each situation would need to be right. The moment you tell me it's covered abrius, then it would be mutter. You just have to define whether it's covered abrius. I'm a kabel. Lamdashi issue. If you take a look at the supplemental booklet, is the following: what happens if you have a? What happens if you have something that right now is not mo'us, but is going to become mo'us? So are you allowed to take it now because of the future? So thanks to Dirshu, there's no way I would have found this on their own. I imagine there's some people out there that are still holding this way. But it's a bare halacha in the end of Hilchos Kvura on Yantif. So there's a bare halacha in the end of Hilchos Kvura on Yantif that deals with this shaila. Baruch Hashem, the compilations are for a dor ani that people who don't know all of the Deir Shu base is mitzayin to every single Mishnah Brura anywhere in all of the six volumes. So thankfully they're mitzayin to this. That there's an interesting halacha, if chas v'chalila, if there is a fetus on Yontif, so the rule is that we do kfura on Yontif. But a fetus, the halacha is different. You don't, the chatchila one does not do do a kfura on a fetus. So the bear halacha and dibra maskel v'asla kavra b'yontif quotes a mi'iri. I am b'mi'iri shevi gam kein das poskim de'e mekarben nefil v'adai v'safek shemem teoch lamed neshu ke'evan. So the halacha is that a person will be buried on Yontif Sheni, at times even on Yontif Rishon, but not a Nefil. The Nefil is Mokza. But then he says, Umesayim, this is on to page 296 in the Be'er Halacha, Umiyu ki ishtai inami shemi ishtai metaltina medin graf shel ri'i. He says, but what about if you're concerned that it's going to stick around and it'll create an odor? So then in such a case, you have the heter of graf shel ri'i. So the poskim, so the Dirshu pointed out very sharply and said, very well, that you see from this this Be'er Halacha that even though right now it's not a Graf Shori, he quotes a Mi'iri. First of all, thankfully, the Chafetz Chaim knew Mi'iri's all over Shas. So the Chafetz Chaim knew this Mi'iri. And the people who did the Dirshu knew every Be'er Halacha. So Baruch Hashem, thanks to those who precede us, who are greater than us, we have a fascinating Maramakom. The fascinating Maramakom is that could be, there's a Mi'iri that says that even if it's not a Graf Shor'i now, but if it's going to become a Graf Shor'i, in such a case, that would be Mutter. That's a very, very, that's a very helpful Maramakom. Okay, so that's a Mi'iri. We need someone big to tell us how we paskin about it, but the Chura makes sense. Okay, so that is in regards to the scope of the Heter Graf Shor'i, the Lamdus, the Hagdara. And now we're ready to go on to the next halacha. The next halacha, I warned you, is a little bit more complicated. Let's take a look in Si'if Lamed Hey in the Tur. So the Tur says, Afal Pishem Mutter Lahotzi Graf Shel Ri'i, even though it's mutter to take it out, Asur Lahachziro Elim Kei Nasan L'Soichoi Mayim. So that we saw from the Gemara. We saw that the Gemara says that when it comes to bringing it back, you need to put water inside. Once you put water inside, then that's going to be matir. So here the Beis Yosef has one approach in the Rishonim. How this works. Says the Beis Yosef, a machlokis Rishonim, what is the scope of this heter? Kfar nisbar b'samu, let's do the Beis Yosef inside. Kfar nisbar b'samu, kos rabbein yiruchem, ukishu machziru pirsh, kishu machziru letzorech lehotzi bo tso'al meraglayim. He says, the only time, there's no magical heter of just putting something that's mutter on top of a dvar muksa, and all of a sudden you're allowed to be metaltal it. Now, where is there one place that you're allowed to put something mutter, and magically it's matir? Kikar otinok on top of a mace. But the Gemara already says, ein kikar otinok ela b'mace belvat. That the only time, and we have to give the lumdus of how that works, but you have a dvar muksa, so you're allowed to put like a mace. So obviously there, it's also connected to the sugi of kavod abrios. They're talking about mace. Unfortunately, I once lived this halacha. I'll tell you if you, those who are interested, tell you after Shir. And that's what they do. I was with the Chevra Kadisha, and they put the head of the Chevra Kadisha asked to bring a challah, and we carried the mace. That was how we carried the mace that way. So if you need to carry the mace on Shabbos, that's what's done. That's what's done. So here the heter is only by mace. That's how we generally paskin. It's not uniform, but that's generally how we paskin. So what's the heter here? Just to put the mayim on top. The mayim to the bedpan is like the kikar is to the mace. So we say ein lam el mace belvad, but for a bedpan it's not going to work. So says the Beis Yosef, no, Rabbi Yeruchim says that the heter only is because you really need it again. That what? That you had more garbage to take out. Since you had more garbage to take out, you're really doing it to be metaltel the garbage. That's what he quotes first from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And he says, "De lo amru kikar el gavi mes." V'chein kasa Maria Buav. And that's how Maria Buav explains it. So that's the more standard shot. Standard in terms of fitting in all the sugyas. So that if it's because you're doing it for more garbage, so then you're allowed to be metal to the garbage because there's more garbage in the house. If there's more garbage in the house, so you need to bring the graf shel re'i back in to be able to take out the re'i, to take out the feces. So then in such case, mutter. Then he says a big rechidish from the Rush. V'kasa shah Rush lo chilek b'zeh. He here, the Beis Yosef has a sharp chiddush. He uses one of the most dramatic heterim in all of Shas. What is one of the most dramatic heterim in all of Shas? Gemara Beitza Yud Aleph Amid Beis Hitiru Selfan Mishum Tchilasan, which became the basis, according to some, according to Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman was less excited about it, but according to Rav Moshe, was the basis for Hatzala guys to come back from the Hatzala calls. And that is that if you're going to tell the Hatzala guys, but I remember when it was once upon a time like that, that there were a few Yechidei Skula that used to, there weren't many Hatzala guys out there. So if you're going to tell the few who are volunteering that they're going to have to stay in the hospital all Shabbos, so then in such a case they won't volunteer. So you're allowed to come home to rejoin your family on Shabbos because there might be another call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's the heter the Gemara describes over there, a different case. So the Beis Yosef is courageous over here. The Beis Yosef says that just like there's a heter self for Mishum Tchilasan. So he's making reference, presumably. He doesn't say what I just said, but I think that's probably what he means. That we have already a notion of Hitiru self for Mishum Tchilasan. So that was the heter over here as well. Self for Mishum Tchilasan, the Hainu. If we're not going to let people take it out, so then they're not going to bring it back. Let's be more precise. If you're not going to allow people to bring the bedpan back, then what's going to happen is they're not going to take it out, and everybody's house is going to smell of feces on Shabbos. So therefore, you tear yourself from Mishum Tchilasan that because of Kavod HaBrios. That's how the base Yosef learned. So bottom line is, we have this funny heter that really doesn't make sense, and the heter of putting water in. Water would work as a heter, l'kikar tinok, because on the base bilvat. So you have to give one of these two pshatim, either a Ben Ruchams or the Rashi's. Comes along that same Chazanish. The Chazanish says, no, I want it. Again, the Chazanish is like a Rishon. Chazanish says, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is different. Really, it's Mutter. It's really Mutter. It's really Hutra. It's really Mutter, because it's not really even Muktzah. So, but they wanted people to stay away from Mos. They were afraid that people would be Mekel on Muktzah Machmas Mios. So when it was obvious that was Mishum Kavod HaBrios, then they were Matir. Where it was less obvious, so then they gave you another thing to do, and that is to put water inside. But that really was a distraction. Really, Mekel Dedina, it's Mutter. That's my reading of the Chazanish. You'll tell me if the Chazanish is as radical as I just said it. But Lechura, that's the Chazanish's explanation. Either way, the bottom line is that you need a heter to take it back. If the bedpan is going to be muktza, you need a heter. So therefore, there is a very big question in regards to garbages today. So Rabosai, you're allowed to take the garbage out in a case of where there's an eruv. It's mutter to take out the garbage. Okay? If it's the graf shel re'i. But now, what about, is the garbage like a bedpan that you would only be able to bring it back with water? So maybe you need, in your backyard, you need the house garbage, you need to have a hose nearby. And then to put water into the garbage to be able to bring it back. Is that what you need? So first of all, just to show you that my question is legitimate, take a look at how Rabbi Bodner quantifies these halachas. Let's take a look. Where's Rabbi Bodner? Was towards the beginning of the booklet. Rabbi Bodner says, do I have something in English here? I should. Or maybe it's towards the end. Yeah, towards the end. Pages 267, 268. It was out of order, actually. First is 267. So, bedpans, diapers, and other repulsive items. Bedpans, sold diapers, and sold diaper pails may be carried into the bathroom out of the house under this exemption. If one wishes to return the bedpan, it should be carried with water in it. So you need to carry it back that way. Number five, where garbage is foul-smelling or otherwise most, it may be removed under back to 268, this exemption. Similarly, empty garbage cans which are foul-smelling may be removed under this exemption. So if you read Rabbi Bodner carefully, it seems to be that he's saying that the garbage cans are going to be mutter to take out Alts Graf Shel Re'i, and he said the bedpans could only be returned if you put water inside. Mashma, that the only way it's going to be mutter is if you put water inside. So, is that it? Is that true? In other words, then it would only be mutter. You would have to be careful. Bottom line, it's not the end of the world. You would have to be careful to take out the garbage in the garbage bag, which that would be mutter. You toss the garbage out. Shalom al Yisrael. But let's say it's difficult, and let's say you have a large garbage bin. So then in such a case, l'chura, you have a problem. So, Rabosai, I have two heterim. One heter, when I was reading the Mishnah Berurah, I thought of, and I said, I probably didn't think of this on my own. Probably last time I learned it, I saw it somewhere. Oh, so very good. So go ahead, fire away. Everybody's being nice to me. Adi is being nice to me. Jacob being nice to me. So what? But why don't you take it as an argument? That what would be the heter? Go ahead. Why you want to say maybe it's really mutter? Why is it going to be mutter? That maybe the garbage bin is not a graf shel re'i.
Why would it be?
Oh, so what's Rabbi Bodner's assumption? Rabbi Bodner's assumption is that the. It's Mo's, right? You wouldn't use that garbage bin for anything else. You wouldn't use it for anything else. I remember the one time I first saw in camp that they, you know what I'm talking about? Fruit that they put punch in these massive garbage plastics. So we hope that they had, when they bought those big garbage things, they took 10 of them for the garbage, and one of them they put away for the fruit punch. We hope that's what they did. So that's the answer to your question, that maybe that Rabbi Bodner is assuming like that. So I think heter number one, what Jacob is saying is good, and that is there's a lot of room to argue that there's a big difference between a garbage bin, even the real garbage bin lemahadrin, that even smells a little, etc., that's different than a bedpan. And Rabbi Bodner was assuming not that way. Rabbi Bodner was assuming that that's mamish a graf shel re'i. Now, I do think that Ellie's point is correct. Most garbages, if they haven't been washed out, do smell. And if they do smell, so then are they really, really different than a graf shel re'i? Yesh ladim. But here I have another heter for you. If you take a look, and now we'll do a little bit of Mishnah Berurah. We haven't done too much Mishnah Berurah inside so far. So Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, what's a mug and Avram? In Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says as follows: Kasev a mug and Avram, the be'oidoy biyadoy mutar lahachzer af beloy mayin. This is a geshmaka heter. It's a sharp mug and Avram. Says the mug and Avram, the only time it's going to be usur to take it back without water, the bedpan, is if you put it down. But if you don't put it down, so then in such a case, then it'll be mutter. But Mavin Yavin, he's going with the Yisod, that the Isser Tiltel, once you start the Heter, you can continue, even if it's the Isser. And the question is whether everybody would agree with it. So the question is whether the Gra in Hilchos Mila, by Mukta Machmas Gufa, if you looked at Graf Shel Re'i as akin to Mukta Machmas Gufa, the Gra might not necessarily agree with that, right? But the Magen Avraham might be Lashita. So this is all two mites.
Why wouldn't
you? Yeah. What's that? Because
if you say it's Futra,
right?
Or and then it's Gra,
right?
The Fleet is much for you to do it. I mean, even the Gra agrees that if you did it. But
No. There was one exception for the Gra, the Sakin Shel Mila. And he said that there it's Mukta Machmas Gufa, and he said therefore you have to drop it. That's why I'm being choker. But Derek Remiza, that's why I was being choker, correct. That'll be an interesting question. That's what you're saying. I hear. Right. He said Muktamachas Nar Kiss, extension of Muktamachas Gufa. So I'm being choker. What is Graf Shel Re'i? I wasn't umil enough on it to have an opinion. To be entitled to an opinion. Okay, so that's this heter of the Mug of Rum. By the way, either way, Yehuda, it would be the Magen Avraham l'shitasa.
Right.
The Magen Avraham disagreed with the whole Gra mitchilah v'atzoch, so that would be the Magen Avraham l'shitasa. So that's fine. So yesh l'adam, what would the Gra say? Gishmak. So I then found that's probably where it dawned on me was that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says it. If you look at it all the way in the back of your booklet in Shin Chav Beis, excuse me, in Perich Chav Beis, Osios Mem Dalet Mem Hey Pachash Bava Avit Asuyim Iteches. So here, Eli, he addresses your question, and he says, if you have a garbage bin that's made out of metal and or, how do you pronounce that word? Emil? O chomer sinteti, einam muktzin kishem rochtzim, rechutzim. If they're washed, they're not muktzah, umutal etautla, then in such a case, you're allowed to be metautla. So he says, metal, emil, or something synthetic. However, abit la'achar shimashbo, upach ashba beiti, Shemala tzachan v'koshel lispol asareach mutter l'harikam v'chein pas ashba bayit shenitmalei v'ein lo od pach ashba acher shiuchol shashba mutter l'harikam v'shum kvar b'riyas. By the way, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says you can only take out the garbage if you don't have another garbage bin. If you have another garbage bin, so then you should use the other garbage bin. Again, he's assuming t'chuya. V'im kelim elu asui michomer acher. But if it's made out of a different material, me'asher matechas amilo plastic, ein etadach zero lekoman, then in such a case, there's no heter. So, I mean, most things that we have are either metal or plastic. So he says you're stuck if they're made of those other materials. I can't think of, most of our bins are made of either metal or plastic, right? But he assumes that he assumes Jacob's kula in a limited way. What does he assume in Jacob's kula? He assumes that plastic is not going to be like porcelain, as the bedpan absorbed it more than these other items, and therefore they won't have din of graf shorei. And then he says, "Elam kena dayim biyado," or it's still in your hand. So, bottom line is, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa comes out l'kula. The hainu, that most of our bins are plastic. And then, unless it has a foul odor, then it would be okay. And even if it has a foul odor, if it's oda biyado, then that would be the heter as well. So, he uses that magen avraham. Yes, Matt.
I was just wondering about, like, for instance, on this Jukdavani, like, Lamaisa.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether if or without an Eruv, would you be able to walk across the street and put it in? Like with an Eruv, definitely?
Well, Bait Vegan, I think, has a pretty Mahadran Eruv.
Okay.
So it's by the way, it's just a different world in terms of Eruv in America versus in Eretz Yisrael. Like in Ramat Beit Shemesh, most streets have like five different Eruvin around them. That's, in other words, there's the general city Erev, and then there's a Mahadran Erev, and then there's within the communities there are people who make a Mahadran Erev, and then there's some people who make an Erev on their block. So you'll have many different levels of quality of Erev. That's one of the advantages of living in Eretz Yisrael. And despite that, Rav Nevinson told me not to carry in any Erev. But yeah.
Were there not an Erev, though?
By the way, it's been very convenient for me. You know how it helps me? If I go to Chutz La'aretz, so there where they're more shyless about the Erevin, so there I tell people I don't bleed nether carry even in Yerushalayim. So it's not about your Erev. So I'm not matzbi on it. He told me not to. I was surprised. I asked him if I should follow the chumrah of his, and he said yes. Generally, he's not like that, but that's what happened. Yeah.
So were there to not be an Erev, would it...
By the way, my wife and children don't follow that. I don't... Yes, go ahead. What?
Were there not an Erev there, would there that be an issue to like go across the street outside of your...
Yeah, there'll be no problem. In other words, whatever is necessary to get it out, as long as there's a kosher Erev. You know the great story with the brisket oven Erev? Yitzi, you ever heard the story from me? It's like a shmaka maisa.
But you said there's no air.
If there's no air, then it'll be usur, of course. You can't be metaltal. All of our heterim are only based on the idea that there was an Erev. Absolutely.
I see. Okay, so because it's a little ambiguous in certain areas, like even in Gruss, how there's like the trash cans and...
Right. So you mean with Rav Mann pointed out where the Mahadran Erev goes and so on. Yes.
Okay.
Einachanami. A person who holds that one should not be metaltal outside of our kolel's Erev, if the garbage can was outside of it, then one should not throw it in the garbage, correct? I know that it shrunk a little bit, our Mahadran Erev for the kolel. So, but again, then you have the Bait Vegam Erev. You know, and that you could talk with Roman. Anyhow, since I started saying Yishmak's story, they say that the Brisker Rav was once on vacation. This must be pre-war. He was on some vacation with the Stalliner Rebbe. They were davening in the same minyan. And the Stalliner Rebbe got an aliyah, and he thought that the Sefer Torah had a very bad psul inside. But he didn't want to paskin that the Brisker Rav was there. He would let the Brisker Rav paskin l'chumah. So he called over the Brisker Rav. You know this Yehuda? The Gevaldig Maisa. So he said, he called over the Brisker Rav, and he pointed to the letter, and the Brisker Rav motioned with his hand, they should go on. After dying, the Stalin Rebbe was very taken aback. He said, Brisker Rav, you're known to be so mavish. The letter wasn't there. So he said, how could you be Mako? So the Brisker Rav said, you're right. The letter wasn't there. And according to Rov Deis, the Sefer Torah was possible. But according to the Rambam, the Sefer Torah was kosher. So according to Rambam, the Sefer Torah is kosher. So at least they should be Yotzi according to Rambam. Why? So because if I was going to say the Sefer Torah is possible, then they would take they would go out and bring another Sefer Torah He says, and the Erev was possible according to all the days. Riskarov said, it's better that they continue with the Sefer Torah that's kosher. For according to Rambam, you need most of the Sefer Torah to be missing to be possible. Better that they should at least be Yotze according to Rambam than come to Tiltul Daraisa according to all this. It's a beautiful Brisker chat. Okay, that's Yafa Lemisha Amrei. All right. Okay, so that's the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Rabosa, you tell me, where do you want to do the Sukhya of Einos and Graf Shuri Lechatkhila today or to continue on Thursday? Votes? Now, okay. You could beat up Jacob afterwards. Okay. So the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph describes the following. Gemara describes Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua sitting down. It works. Jacob is right because we could get the whole sugya in one day and we could start buses. So Gemara describes six lines from the bottom. Rav Huna Breder Yeshua Avdu Graf Shol Ki Graf Shol Rei. So this is a continuation of the Gemara that we did last week. The Gemara that we did last week was about nuts. That we spoke about people eating these nuts and these seeds, garin and the tamir, more precisely, the pits inside of the tamarim. So what did Rav Yeshua do? He found a way to eat them and to be able to be metaltal. What did he do? He ate them, and the pits piled up in front of him, and it became a graf shel re'i. It became a graf shel re'i to disturb him. Amar le Rav Ashi la meimar. Rav Ashi said to meimar, v'chi osin graf shel re'i lechatchila. Are you allowed to do this? You're making a graf shel lechatchila. Rav Sheshes zarek le belishne. So Gemara takes this seriously and says, they found other solutions. Rav Sheshes threw it with his tongue. In other words, he didn't put it down in front of him. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that what that means is, in those days, the floors were all dirt floors. So if you put it on your table, then it was a graf shel re'i. But if you threw it onto the floor, then it just assimilated into the floor and it wasn't disturbing. So that's how he got out of the problem. In other words, the first Amora had put in front of him, the Gemara asked on Rav Ashi asked on Rav Huna, that's a problem of Graf Shul V'Lechatchil. So Rav Sheshes solved it this way. The Gemara quotes another way, Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis, famous Zechariah ben Avkulis, Shalei Machzipar V'Chor Amitav Zarkin, he threw it somewhere else, and it wasn't disturbing, and therefore you don't have the problem. Enos and Graf Shul V'Lechatchil. So therefore, Rabbo said, we have a halacha, that even though Graf Shul V'Lechatchil is mutter, nevertheless, you're not allowed to make it L'Chatchil. You're not allowed to create that heter. By the way, that halacha itself seems to point to the idea of Dechuyah. Right? That halacha that you can't create a graf shel re'i lechatchila seems to point to this idea that it's not that it's fundamentally mutter. Or you could be masver differently. You could be masver and say that it's it It is hotra, but you're not allowed to create muktzah. The din is that you're not allowed to create a situation where you're going, where it is muktzah. You're not allowed to create a muktzah. Okay. Now, in terms of how we paskin, so here it's quite clear in the Beis Yosef. We have Seifim Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, and Lamed Ches. Says the Torah, also lovely lefan dar shimais kidei lehotzi kishimos be'enav. It's prohibited to bring something ma'us in front of you in order that you will take it out. Avol mutar lekbo yeshivasu etzel kidei lehotzi le'achar shimais. If you read the Gra carefully, I'm not going to go through it inside, but if you read the Gra carefully, the way to read what comes out from these halachos are as follows. The Gemara tells us in Sif Lamed Zayin, he's making reference to a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if there is a leak, so the Gemara says that you're allowed to bring your bed into the area where there's a leak, and then in such a case, remove that water that is going to be disturbing. So if the leak already exists, the Gra points out, then that's not called Enos and Graf Shori'i L'chatchila. However, if you're making the Graf Shori'i, then that's going to be a problem with Os and Graf Shori'i L'chatchila. So bottom line is that you're allowed to put your bed in a situation where it's going to be disturbing. Let's take a look at that. Beis Yosef and Lamed Zayin. Nearly lav remember the Dach Kol Shimosu Shalik Fui Shivasa Etzlo. If you're not making the graf b'yadayim, so then in such a case it'll be mutter. So let's go through a few practical examples and then talk about the difficult case in halacha. Practically, the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maschil Kidei on this halacha says as follows. He says that the iser to do it would only be to create a vadai graf shel re'i. If you're not creating a vadai graf shel re'i, in such a case, he says it's mutter. However, you can't. Another heter you might have thought that applies does not apply. The Be'er Halacha here again he relates that gra that I made reference to in Dibra Maschil Ein Osen says I am be'er agra the sphere lake. The only time that it's going to be mutter is if it already, the graf shel re'i has already begun to process. In other words, the leak has begun. But even if it's b'makom hefsid, it's aser to do it l'chatchila. You're not allowed to create a situation of l'chatchila where you're making a hefsid. So that's these two important Be'er Halachas. Now, there is a very big heter that people use all the time. And it's based on all places, a sheet in the Kubetzes hidden away in Beitza Chaf Aleph Amaveza, a two-liner sheet in the Kubetzes. And that is the following. Rabosai, how could you eat sunflower seeds on Shabbos? Right? So what did the Amoraim do? The Amoraim kicked it away to a place that doesn't disturb. So if you're eating the sunflower seeds and you have it in your hand, and then you automatically take it to the garbage, then maybe there's a lot of room to be makel. Or if you're sitting in the kitchen next to the garbage and you eat sunflower seeds, then in such a case it'll be mutter. But what do most people do? They make a whole binyan over there of the seeds. So that binyan, l'chura, nowadays is a graf shel re'i. That binyan is a graf shel re'i. It should be a massive problem. Ein osin graf shel re'i l'chatchila. So thank goodness there is a sheet in the Kubetzes in Pitzach of Aleph on the base that, thank goodness there were Talmidei Chacham that found it. This was found longer ago, is a more well known. The sheet in the Kubetz, Dibra Masulchi, Osim Graf Shuri l'chatchila says the following. Pira Shalol Litzarach, that's called Shalol Litzarach. Avol Litzarach, Kigon, Zrikas Klippim Vatzamas Lefanenu, Beshashanu Ochlin, Mutter Vafil l'chatchila. He says, if it's the way people eat is you eat, take off the meat from the bones, and what you're left is the bones that are in front of you. Dougie's still around? That's still around? Yeah? Okay. So that's like that. You have a few guys sitting around and eating, and mamish becomes a real graf shel re'i.
The guys
so,
in the wings.
What's that?
The guys in the wings.
They're both, right. So in such a case, that says the Shitim Gubetzes, that it's going to be mutter. Why that's considered derech achila? So I guess, I mean, if it's not normal for people to eat that way, but v'haraya, all of us are familiar with that binyan of sunflower seeds, so kanireh, that it's normal, so then that would be considered derech achila, and therefore it would not be a problem. Os and grav shel rila chatchila, according to Shita Mekubetzes, if I'm not mistaken, this is muskam that the poskim say that it would be
acceptable. Of the proof for it.
Oh no! So hafuch, the Gemara works beautifully because the Gemara.
Why he was doing it.
What's that?
That's why he was doing it.
It was possible to get rid of it in an easier way. In other words, people ate. And let me just again, everybody's ha'aras are really good. Just take what Jacob said as a kasha. Jacob asks, but wait a second. The Gemara describes that they didn't pile it up in front of them. They threw it on behind them. They threw it on the side of them. Why did they do it that way? If you have the heter to pile up in front of you. So it seems that the Shita Mekubetzes says like this, that would be considered shelo letzorech. In other words, if it was so easy to do it behind you, then in such a case, then you could do it. But in our case, it would be also graf shuri. To throw it on the floor would be also graf shuri. So then in such a case, you're allowed to, if there's no other way, in such an instance, it's mutter. There's a halacha that's confusing, that I kept on alluding to, and less well known, in Simin Shin Lamed Ches, that we should do.
Is this Hutra, by the way?
What's that?
Is this a proof for Hutra? You're half the stack of wings and you're half the stack of sunflower seeds, but in fact it's much like a chila.
Unless you're going to say to tell someone to be Monea from Onik Shabbos.
No, you can eat it, but just put them side by side. Don't make a graph.
Right.
Don't stack it up.
I think the Shita Mekubet, so that's it. So that would be an interesting question. You could come along, now take what you're saying, Eli, and turn it on a kasha, my heter. You could say that the Shita Mekubetzes was only matir in what is the standard way of eating. And if the standard way is not to make a binyan, then it would be us.
No, someone said the standard way is to make a binyan. So I was saying you should throw each one out after you eat it.
Right, so that's not the derech.
Right, which means it is the derech to do it.
Ah, I see. Right, but right. Unless there's a difference between shutting, if you have five bathrooms and shutting one bathroom, you don't need to do it, versus telling someone to eat by eating by taking each one by one to the garbage. It could be mechalik. It's not even called a mice. That's not the normal way to eat.
But to throw each one at
it? Yeah, at a time.
So then, you know, but why do you have a heter with that? Why do you have a heter derech achila?
Because that is derech achila. You know, to ask someone to eat in a way that's not the normal way of eating is not the pshat that
that's
you're
how
eating.
You would do it if it was dechuya.
No, like, you could argue. You could argue.
The radio off?
What's that? No.
Maybe you should. So
you should be alone with Hakadosh Baruch Hu sometimes.
So do I have to shut off the shiur? I get in the car, or whatever.
Right. Right. Okay.
So is it mutter driving Shabbos? It's dechuya, right? So. I don't know.
I think it's more than that. I think you're asking someone to do not to eat in a normal manner. No, there's,
which is okay. If it's dechuya.
No, you're not supposed to put muktza out in a. You're not supposed to create a graf shel ri'i. In a chadami, the Shita Mekubetzes, you might, if without the Shita Mekubetzes, maybe you would have thought so. But once you have the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita Mekubetzes is saying that this is the normal way. That this is the normal way.
So you're saying that identity, there are overrides the inner being graf shel
ri'i. Right, he said that's not called making it a graf shel
ri'i.
Right, he's saying better. He's saying that it's not called, they never made the gzeira of ein osen graf shel ri'i l'chatchila in a normal ma'isa achila. That's what how I understand Shita Mekubetzes.
Does it also make sense because the graf shel ri'i, the whole inyan is that it's disgusting. But if it's a derech, even if it happens to be a little gross, but that's the derech, so it's amazing.
Right. But there's more than that, because the vort of enos and graf shel ri'i l'chatchila is really that you're going to cause the individual to come to be metaltal muktzah. That's bepashas,
so
by the which we said in the beginning is the mashmos of that whole din is a din of dechuya, right?
Right,
right. That's similar to what you just said before. Nachon.
So the heter goes deeper. Doesn't even come there yet.
Exactly. But I am a kabbal that the whole din is directly connected to this. Tov. Yeah, let's leave Shinlach Ches Beis is really a new topic, so Amir Tzashem will, it could be a new topic, so Amir Tzashem will pick up with this Amir Tzashem Thursday. So Thursday we'll wrap up the Dinim of Graf Shuri. We're going to talk about the leeks and many of the different halachas that come out from that. We're going to talk about pets, Amir Tzashem, the big, big question about pets and animals, Bali Chaim being Muktzah. We'll do a lot of assorted things from Shin Ches, and then we'll move on to Shin Tes for Halachas of Basis.